Radhe Radhe, welcome to a new audio series glorifying Bhagavan and his loving devotees. This is the title of the series, Bhagavan and his loving devotees. We will hear the narration of great devotees of Lord Ramchandra and Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are so surrendered and so pure and dedicated and full of love that their individual ishtadevatas, be they Ram, Krishna, or Gauranga, eternally enjoy pastimes in the hearts of these devotees. And these devotees also reside eternally in the Lord's heart, relishing pastimes. By hearing about the lives and teachings and wonderful reciprocations of love between Bhagavan and his loving devotees, each one of us, you and I, will increase our attachment to both Sri Krishna and his loving devotees. By becoming attached to the lotus feet of the devotees, their narrations, their struggles, their surrender, their lives, their feelings, their submission, their conviction, their surrender and faith, we all become strong and increase our own attachment to Bhagavan. The glories of Bhagavan and his loving devotees are unlimited, but just to give some idea, we're presenting this audio series. By hearing and relishing these narrations, every devotee will move closer to their Ishtadevata. We will hear the glories of devotees of different sampradayas, the Sri Sampradaya, the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, the Vallabhacharya devotees, Ramanandi devotees, Ramanuja followers, followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna. And we'll appreciate that the Lord always reciprocates with the love of his devotees, as he so beautifully says in Bhagavad Gita, Yeyatam mam prapadyante tam stateva bhajamyaham mama vartmanavartante manasham partashrita. Everyone, as they surrender to Krishna and love Krishna, he surrenders to his devotees and loves them in kind. Bhagavan Bhakta Prem Sambandha. We're talking about devotion. We're talking about bhakti, the devotee of Bhagavan, and sadhana or bhakti, devotional service to Bhagavan. By hearing these stories and amazing, amazing pastimes of these great devotees who had not only pure and deep strong attachment and faith in their individual Ishtadevatas, Bhagavan, Sri Vishnu, Sri Krishna, Sri Ram, and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev. But they had equal amount of love and faith in the devotees, and especially in serving the devotees, serving the Vaishnavas, the loving, surrendered devotees of the Lord, of Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, Ram, or Vishnu. By serving them, Krishna becomes very pleased. And by serving them, one can attain all perfection. This is the power of the devotees. So in these amazing and wonderful stories, with inconceivable twist endings and surprise scenes being heard one after the other, one will see that one of the greatest qualities of the advanced loving devotees of Bhagavan is their great faith in serving Vaishnavas, respecting them serving them, and having full conviction and faith in the service of devotees. In fact, one of the main points of these narrations, we will learn that just by serving the devotees with love, attachment, and faith, one will attain everything in life, all spiritual perfection, all material well-being, and peace and happiness. And most importantly, by serving the devotees of Bhagavan, one will please the Lord and attain His love. As they say, love me, love my devotee. Love Bhagavan, love His loving devotees. We'll hear about their lives, their struggles. We'll enter into their hearts by hearing their stories, their teachings, their wonderful reciprocations and exchanges with the Lord, Bhagavan. We will enter into their minds and enter into their lives for a few brief minutes or moments and become so enriched and so inspired and so enlivened and enlightened by that rich experience of hearing the Vaishnava Charitra. This is all about devotion, Bhagavan and his loving devotees. So Bhakti Devi, you can say the metaphorical goddess of devotion. There's a beautiful analogy given here in this book which we're reading from, which compares principle of serving Bhagavan, devotional service, with a goddess or a Devi named Srimati Bhakti Devi. So we should first of all bathe the body of devotion, bathe Bhakti Devi's devotional body, and massage her with a fragrant oil of faith. And then we should also massage her with a very beautiful scented oil of hearing the topics of Bhagavan. And then this will remove all the dirt of false ego. Then we should bathe Bhakti Devi with the water of Smaran, remembering Bhagavan and his devotees. Then we should dry off her body of Bhakti Devi with the towel of compassion. And after bathing and drying Bhakti Devi, we should dress her with clothing and garments made of humility. And thereafter, we should apply the fragrant cosmetics of firm determination to Bhakti Devi's body. And then we should decorate her and adorn Bhakti Devi with various ornaments, such as Nam Sankirtan, the best ornament. One should then decorate the ears of Bhakti Devi with the earrings of Vaishnava Seva. And then we should decorate the face of Bhakti Devi with a beautiful nose ring composed of worshipping Vishnu within the mind, Manasi Seva. Then we should put kajal, black mascara, around the eyes of Bhakti Devi in the form of Sarusanga. And lastly, we should offer the goddess Bhakti Devi, the personification of devotional service, the betel nut and tambul of the desire for ananya bhakti and uninterrupted loving service to Bhagavan. And if we decorate Bhakti Devi with all of these qualities of faith and harikatha shravan and smaran and karuna and humility and determination and nam sankirtan and Vaishnava Seva and Manasi Seva Bhagavan and Sarusanga, then we will pleasure the Lord and attain the Bhagavan Prem, Krishna Prem. The stories and lives of these devotees that we'll hear about come from a classic book which was written and collected in 1666 A.D. by Sri Narayan Das, a disciple of Srimad Agradevacharya, I believe, of the Ramanandi Sampradaya. And 100 years later, a great Gaudiya Vaishnava, in a line of Gopal Bhatta Goswami from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, named Sri Priyadas, he was inspired in the heart directly by the Lord to write commentaries on this book. The book of the Vaishnava Charitra, the stories of the great Vaishnavas, also includes an introduction glorifying various avatars and descents of the Lord. The book we are reading from, selected stories, is titled Sri Bhaktamal by Sri Navaji Goswami. This book is available in English, Hindi, Bengali, Gujarati, many different languages, and it's recommended by all the Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas and Goswamis of Vrindavan and all the great saints and Babajis of Brajmandal and other holy dhams. They're regularly reading the stories and giving classes on these books. There's great devotees in Barsana, Vrindavan. Even right now as we speak, they're giving classes and explanations from this book, Sri Bhaktamal. So this is the introduction, and we'll begin with the narrations with the next audio reading. Sri Vaishnav Thakur Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe